honeys, happy almost 4th of July to all of my American honeys. And to everyone else, hi, how are you? I usually have been starting the episodes of Natch Butte with some iTunes reviews. And honey, let me just say thank you for everyone coming through with those. I'm taking a week off because I have something else that I wanted to talk to y'all about. Now, this doesn't really apply to that many people, but you know what? Life's too short. You got to take opportunities where they come. And there's something that I want to ask help about. So my 2-year wedding anniversary is coming up in just a couple of weeks. Now, we were going to do the traditional gifts. If you Google like traditional wedding gifts, each year there's a different texture or item that you're supposed to get your person for the anniversary. Like first year is paper and second year is cotton. However, I have another idea for a gift for Adam, and I'm hoping that a honey out there can help me. So, if you don't know this, I am married to a theme park enthusiast, and most notably, a Disney enthusiast, combined with the fact that Adam loves tiki culture, and tiki mugs, and tiki drinks, and tiki things. So, I just found out that Club 33, which is the like Illuminati Disney secret restaurant inside of Disneyland, this summer is all tiki themed at Club 33 because they're celebrating the anniversary of the Enchanted Tiki Room. They have a special limited edition tiki mug for sale, and it's all decked out in tiki stuff. Since I met Adam, all he's been talking about is someday getting a reservation at Club 33. It's not easy. You can't just walk in and make a reservation. You have to be a member, and the membership is like, you basically have to be richy rich. It's a lot of money. There's a really long wait list. They turn people down all the time. But if someone who is a member makes you a reservation, anybody can have food there or have a dinner there or something. So, you know what? I used to be too shy and I'd always be worried about asking for things and have people judging me. But you know what? As I've aged, I've gotten more assertive. And I've also found that ask and you shall receive. The honeys have come through for me in so many ways. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to ask. So here I am asking out there if anybody who listens to Natch Butte, and I got a pretty, you know, solid group of folks all around, if anybody listening to this has any kind of connection to Club 33, meaning maybe somebody you work with's dad, or your aunt, or a friend from school, or somebody you know is a member, maybe you could ask them if they'd be willing to hook me up for my second year anniversary and get me a reservation for this summer. All I'm saying is, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what Club 33 is, you have a connection, hit me up, okay? And don't hit me up publicly, because I'm trying to keep this a secret from Adam. That's why I didn't ask this on my Instagram story, where I normally ask for things, and y'all always come through for me. I don't want Adam to know. So he doesn't listen to Natch Butte, God bless him. I don't want him to listen, if I'm being honest. Y'all know I get kind of crazy on here. So he's not going to find out if I ask you here. So listen, if you have a connection to Club 33 and you happen to want to help me out, DM me on Instagram at Natch Butte, or you can send me an email, natchbutepod@gmail.com, or, you know, send me a signal or something. I'm trying to get hooked up for the best anniversary secret ever. So I'm just throwing that out there. There we go. Leave it be. Now, let's get to the episode. You are going to love Jackie Tone. She's hilarious. We have a great time. Everybody, wear your sunscreen on 4th of July and have a great time listening to Natch Butte.
You are a natural butte. You are a Natch Butte. Natch Butte. Natch Butte. Na, 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 Natch Butte. Oh, yeah. Well, just look at that girl with the highlight up in her eyes. She must be someone's Natch Butte. She must be someone's Natch Butte. All the honeys on the corner stand back and let her walk on by. She must be someone's Natch Butte. She's got to be someone's Natch Butte. She's so fine. She's probably somebody's Natch Butte. Gonna shine tonight. I actually didn't rehearse the rest. I just was gonna do that part.
I really, really liked it.
I wish I could have done the whole thing.
It was hard to stay quiet the whole time.
I know, but you could have joined me.
Dang it.
You could have joined in. I was gonna like stress you out and have you like harmonize with me. She's gotta be somebody's Natch Butte. Gonna shine tonight. Oh, yes! Oh!
Anyway, let me introduce my guest. Oh my God, I'm so excited that you're here, okay?
Sure.
I have notes. So my friend Jackie Tone is here. Jackie Tone is an actress, comedian, singer, but most importantly, today, honey, you can see her in the hit series Glow on Netflix. Season 2 premieres today! So get caught up if you haven't watched.
Rewatch season 1.
Give it lots of views and then check out season 2.
Check out season 2.
It premieres today.
Today.
I mean,
hello?
That was amazing. I picked this song because it's an 80s song.
Sure. Gotta be somebody's natch beauty.
And you're living in the 80s on Glow, so we have so much to talk about. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure, girl.
Do you remember when we met?
I do. Wasn't it an audition?
It was at the Applebee's commercial.
I feel like on the Applebee's commercial, I feel I was maybe aware of you from commercial auditions before
then. Yes, most likely. And also,
it's hard to miss a charismatic 6'8" beauty with red hair walking around.
And also,
are you 6'8" yet?
I'm 6'7" and a half.
Okay, sure, but on a good day, holding those shoulders high.
Mm-hmm. But you know, we're both like raspy voice Jackies in the comedy scene, and the director, who I'm convinced hated me, would go, "Jackie," and we'd both be like, "Yeah,"
and
it was like
was
a thing.
For sure, talking to you because I was borderline a background actor.
Yeah, you know what?
Wait, that commercial was crazy. So we'd all tried out, and then. They were filming like 6 of them.
Yes.
So they were just like sort of putting incarnations of people together.
Yes.
They were like, okay, her, and her. And then at the last minute, they sort of had something for me, but they didn't fit in any of the groups, so they made me the waitress.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, dope, I'm going to be in all 5
Every
of these.
Every commercial, yeah.
And then I think I was in none.
Yep. Did you not get
I think I was in 0, yeah.
Man, I got, like, I didn't make much money from that. It only aired. It was the all-you-can-eat ribs, so I only got, it was all-you-can-eat ribs only lasts 1 month at
Applebee's. Sure,
sure, sure. It's a big limited thing.
Of course, they're not going to do it. How much money are they going to lose?
Exactly.
12 months a year?
But I do.
Because I'll tell you, people can eat a lot of ribs.
They sure can.
That's right.
Especially at Applebee's. Great prices. A neighborhood, what is it? Your neighborhood, whatever.
I don't know. They're
Anyways,
not paying you. Stop them.
I know. And millennials are putting Applebee's out of business, you know, because we all like to go to, like, you know, smaller, sustainable, local,
farm to table.
Anyway, okay. I have a funny anecdote for you. So I know that you have been on American Idol.
Oh, boy.
I decided I need to watch. I had actually seen it like when it happened in the world, but I was like, I need to watch your audition. So I Googled it. You sing Jason Mraz. Do you regret that choice? You stand by it?
No, I stand by that choice because I sort of like fast. I mean, I like to sing too, but I also like fast, talky, sort of rappy. Like when I was younger, I loved G Love and I loved Jason and I love that sort of like, I don't know, like rap singy kind of stuff.
If The Remedy comes on, I sing it, honey.
You got it.
I sing it in the car. Even that one part where I kind of go, like, I'm like, I don't know what you say, but I love it.
I unfortunately do.
Yeah.
What he says.
I'm glad. You want to do
actually,
it for us?
I'm all set. It's weird that I chose that song to sing. I don't know if this is a weird thing to say on a podcast, but here we are. Jason was my boyfriend.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What? Wig. Wait. I don't know in the history of American Idol anyone has auditioned with the person they're fucking song.
We weren't fucking at the time.
Oh, that's good. I like that. It was pure. It was innocent.
Oh my God. How is this not being filmed? You guys don't know the fucking performance she just put on for us.
Literally just, my wig flew off. I got out of the chair. I mean, that's exciting. Also, like, okay, Jason Mraz, I see you, honey.
So what happened was,
we'll get to beauty soon, I promise. This is too good.
He was my boyfriend for a really long time when I was like young.
Oh my God.
When I was like 21 to 24. And then we broke up.
Did he write I'm Yours About You?
No, other ones, but not.
You have Jason Mraz songs written about you?
I think so.
Oh my God, that's like my dream.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So I mean, not I think so. So
yeah.
So then we weren't together anymore, and it's kind of crazy. And that song came out, and it was like exactly in the vibe of what I was doing as a singer-songwriter. This sort of like you know, Jack Johnson-y, and I love Jack Johnson,
yeah.
but Jack Johnson-y, but like more
vocals. Have you dated him?
No, no.
Okay.
But like more vocals. Like
yeah.
Jack just keeps it like right there in the middle,
yes.
and we chill, we're at the fire.
Hell yeah.
But then I wanted to do this thing that was sort of like that, but then also like bigger vocals. Anyway, Jason fit right into what I was like sort of trying to do as a singer-songwriter, and I'm Yours came out, and I remember he called me, and the song wasn't big, and no one had really heard it yet, and I had sung it on Idol, and he called me and was like, That was pretty fucking cool, man. Thanks for, you know, kind of helping.
Championing the song.
Well, at that time, I mean, we look back now and that's one of the biggest songs
yes.
like, ever. It was like, but at that time, like, Idol was in 30 million. You have to remember that
yes.
was a time on television when a show existed that was in 30 million homes every week. It just doesn't happen anymore unless
yeah.
it's the Super Bowl.
It really
and
doesn't.
And so it was cool, and I just went for it, and I like kind of regretted it just because of our, but,
right.
you know, now we're homies again, and it's like 100 years later, and he's married, and it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
I love that. You know, that's like looking back on your past and your love, and like you can see it now
mm-hmm.
from the outside in, and it's
we
beautiful.
We were kids.
Yes.
I was 21, he was 24.
Oh my God,
we're like,
you were
just
a baby.
I was a child.
I auditioned for American Idol when I was 19. I didn't get through.
Oh my God, did you wear one of your Instagram, your outfits?
I remember what I wore. Do you remember those skirts that were like made of t-shirt?
Of course.
I had one, but it was black and it was like kind of like satiny, and then a white tank, a domestic abuse tank is what I call them now
uh-huh.
because, you know,
you
I don't want to
say white beater, of course.
I don't know if you can or not. I don't know.
Right.
I don't want to touch any buttons.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah, yeah.
I was wearing a white tank and I had my grandmother's little pin, and I sang Foolish Games by Jewel, and they weren't into it, and I just went home. That's fine. And here I am today in this chair.
Well, what's crazy about Idol is like it's like a game of chance.
Yes, it's
too.
A numbers game.
Well, because I mean, the year I tried out in New York. I mean, it's actually funny, it was in Jersey, but they called them the New York auditions.
That's funny.
And I was like, I tried out, and there was like, I think 18,000 people there.
Yeah.
And that season, 110,000 people tried out.
Because you tried out in like the prime of it.
Yeah. yeah. So it's like, what was even what? Of course.
Yeah.
Like, of course. They didn't hear you or see you.
Right.
Like, of course.
Yeah.
It's almost more accidental and insane that
right.
they did see me.
I feel like if I auditioned today, I would get through. Because I feel like now I have the confidence to brighten
well, that's
their
the thing.
To catch their eye.
Well,
and I
they
was
tell
so
you.
Scared and like timid. And I saw this woman go in front of me, and she sang Son of a Preacher Man. Fucking took the house down. She was dancing and she was amazing, and they were like, bye.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, always.
And I saw that and I was like, well, fuck, I'm going home.
No, I definitely there were people around me that did something more impressive than I did. Whether
yeah.
they were or weren't like inherently better singers is
right.
not like they just did something cooler and just got sent away. And then I went through. They also tell you not to say your name and not to say where you're from and give no information. Step up, sing eight bars and step
yeah.
back. And I walked up and I was like, I'm Jackie. Thank you for the compliment on the shoes. You're not wrong. They are a delight. This is a delightful high top. This is a nice shoe. Sorry, I should sing. So I was like
you
purposefully
did a whole thing.
A whole
yeah.
thing.
Well, like, that's fun.
Because I was like, I'm not going to not show you who I am. I have
yes.
one chance to show you who I am.
Right.
Also, I tried out when I was 27. I wasn't 19.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Shit.
That was like my last year. I think I only go up to 28.
How'd that go?
Good. I got on the show.
There you go.
Right? So I was like, I was grown enough to be like, there's children here. I'm going to like do what I do.
That's what I'm saying. If
yeah.
I could, I'm too old for their cutoff now, but if I wasn't, baby, you better believe I would
hey.
Kill it. I would be up in there singing like Ariana or some shit. I don't even know. Okay. Well, all I was going to say was I watched your audition, and then you're never going to fucking believe this. An ad for Applebee's came on after and then rolled into another like American Idol clip on YouTube. But it was literally like a sign.
You feel like they know about us?
That's
though?
What I'm saying. It was some kind of sign. It was 2 for $20 entrees.
No, I feel like they know about us.
Yeah, they know.
Like when you
Big
say
brother.
Something, like you're like on a hike with someone and
yeah.
you're like, wow, and then you see the ads come up on your
right.
phone.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They
know about us.
They do, but I'm not mad at that. They can know about us. Everybody knows about us now. We just put it out into Natch Butte.
I'm a goddamn felon. They can't know about me.
Oh,
too many
no.
cars I've stolen?
Oh, God.
Seven.
Oh, jeez.
Seven cars.
But that fact that you haven't been caught is pretty miraculous.
Mm. Thank you so much. I'm so good at stealing cars.
Do you know Gavin DeGraw?
That's funny you say that.
Did you fuck him?
I did not fuck Gavin DeGraw. I don't really know Gavin.
I just loved his album. Oh. And it was kind of in that same time period, so I
loved
thought
it.
Maybe
I loved
if you
all that. I loved
hanging
all that
with Mraz, you might know, DeGraw as well.
I loved all that. I loved John Mayer. I loved Gavin DeGraw.
Oh, Room for Squares?
Get out of
room
here, dude.
Room for Squares? Wig!
She's up again.
Wig!
She's up again. She's screaming wig and she's standing. Folks, her headphones
okay,
are
listen.
Off. She's sitting back down.
Listen.
She's back at the mic. Her
listen.
Computer's back on her lap.
Okay, we got to get to beauty, but I will say that Room for Squares was like my life. Like, that's John Mayer's first big CD. Like, it was such important work.
I loved it so much. Stop it.
Why Georgia?
I loved it so much.
Why Georgia?
Neon.
Stop.
Oh, oof, come on.
God,
the guitar line in Georgia makes no sense. It's impossible to sing and play that at the same time, and he does.
He's so good on guitar. Mm-hmm. Fuck. He's easy on the eyes, too.
Cute. He was never...
You hooked up with him?
No.
So many people have.
Everybody has.
Not to judge. I'm just saying. He's a ladies' man.
Sure. Go get him.
Yeah.
Proud of him.
Go get him. We love him. God bless. Well, where do we begin? Okay.
Have we not begun?
You're right. We have begun. I think it's only smart to just... Let's get into GLOW, because I polled my audience. Everyone loves GLOW. I've watched every episode. It was a phenomenon. As you know, it probably changed your life in many ways. And the one question that I got asked a million times from all kinds of people all over the world to ask you is this question I'm going to ask you, but it was asked in many ways. But I'm just going to read you Chloe from Florida's question. She says, I love GLOW and all the gorgeous ladies on the show. Humble brag, I was Zoya for Halloween last year.
How is that a humble brag? Okay, go on.
Yeah, you're right. Melanie is such a boss bitch. I love the cringeworthy 80s style. Is there anything, clothing or look, you have worn on the show that you've adapted to your 2018 style? Cannot wait for season 2. Chloe from Florida. I got asked this question in every way. Like, have you been inspired by the 80s in any way in your clothing, in your hair, in your, you know, do you ever leave set with something and carry it into your real look?
Okay, couple things.
Yes.
First things first, I'd like to say I never stopped wearing a fanny pack since they came out in the late 80s. Well, they probably came out before the 80s, but they were very popular in the 80s, and I have all of mine, and
nice.
I never stopped wearing
them.
So I've got, like, gold sequin ones and just, like, leather patchwork ones.
They're
ones
so
from,
practical,
like,
aren't they?
But for the better part of 15 years, everyone's been like, cool fanny pack, you fucking idiot.
Right.
And now I'm like, oh, tight. Kim K is like wearing one as a crossbody.
Right.
Who's tight now?
She wears one across her breasts as a top.
Stop it. No, that's just her boobs.
Oh, okay.
So, but then, so I never stopped wearing fanny packs and I never stopped wearing Tevas. Those Jewish summer camp sandals that have, like, fucking Velcro ankles and Velcro.
Yep.
But then, like, last year, like, opening ceremony and all these companies started doing, like, collabs with Teva.
Yeah.
And Tevas came back. And I was like, bro, I have all my Tevas and all my...
Like, Teva,
anyway,
you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You. No problem.
Yeah.
By the way, Teva, if you're listening, your girl. So, there are a couple, there's, like, a ton of 80s stuff. All my 80s t-shirts, all my vintage stuff. I've always worn it. I've never stopped wearing it. And so, in that regard, I'm sort of taking part of GLOW home. But, like, as far as the leotards, I mean, I'm so excited to put clothes on at the end of the day.
Yeah.
They're showing... I didn't think past season one I could have, like, more of my vagina and asshole out.
Yeah.
And it turns out...
You were wrong.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
One of my leotards is almost like, remember when Sacha Baron Cohen wore that green thing? That's literally almost one of my outfits, except it's just real and I don't have anything on under it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And it's during an episode where the B storyline is that Melrose is constipated and can't take a shit.
Interesting. No tights under?
Yeah. I mean, like either a capizio or a fishnet. Look, I'm a classy lady.
Yes.
The point is, generally barely nothing. Like, wait till you see.
Well, I remember seeing you Instagrams, because we're friends, I've watched your career blossom, you know, through your Instagram. It was very exciting when I found out my friend had booked GLOW. And, you know, I'm also friends with Kimmy Gatewood and Rebecca.
Oh, kiss their cheeks.
Oh, yeah, the best. They play the
Biddies. The Beat Down Biddies.
Yes, just to give a reference for people that are watching, listening. So it was very exciting to see. And then watching it blow up into this huge big deal. And then watching, you've been posting some Instagrams throughout recording or filming. So I've gotten to see a few of these outfits. And yeah, man. There's some pool looks.
Sure. Multiple pool looks.
So,
I mean, with Melrose, though, it's like her pool looks are sometimes more covered up than her in the ring looks.
Right.
I mean, it's all one teeny tiny nipple cover.
Yeah.
bush barely cover.
Yeah. And you have to have a bush because the women had them in the 80s.
Well, I can't go back and unlaser it, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
But it's...
No merkin involved?
No, but there was one girl on the show where they were like, if you're comfortable with it, we'd love for you to grow your bush out. And her bush just comes... glaringly out the sides of her leotard.
Oh, 100%. I respect.
She loves it. She doesn't shave her pits. She's like, yeah, sure. I mean, if it's like part of the show, it's part of her character. She has this big old bush. It's so dope.
Well, that's what we had back then. We as in society.
Uh-huh.
I remember my mom had an 80s bush.
80s bush, sure.
Oh, my God.
I can't really remember
mine. I have fond memories of looking up at my mom's big old 80s bush.
I'm so proud of you.
In like the shower or whatever. Just like, oh, look at that.
Look at that.
That's a woman.
One day I'll have that.
One day I'll have that.
And then
yeah.
Now you probably have a landing strip.
I've lasered
completely
it all.
Gone?
Well, I've just started doing it, so I'm going to have them take it down a few notches, and then
just
I might.
Don't, I would say leave it because it comes, it goes in, that area goes in and out of fashion just like everything else.
Yes.
And so just keep it to where it's not coming out your bikini line, but it's like.
Yes.
But it's like respectable.
Yes.
Where it's not like overgrown and insane, but also not totally gone would be terrifying.
Well, you know, everyone has their own vibe.
Yep.
I was going 100% natch 80s glow for a while.
I'm proud of you.
And I loved it, honestly.
Yes.
But it just started to get annoying when I had to wear things, you know, for work, for auditions, for pool time. I don't mind a good hairy moment, but some people have a problem with that, and I don't want to offend anybody.
You're like at someone's pool, their kids are running around, you just bush everywhere.
Exactly. But, you know, kids need to see bush. That's what people look like.
That's why you grew up into who you are today, because your mom's bush.
Exactly.
I remember you telling me that
yes,
at lunch
I did. That's I did. Sense. I told you a few minutes ago.
Wait a minute. But I don't know if I answered the question. Like, what do I take? Oh, and the other thing I would say that I took home from Glow is I hadn't seen my forehead since 2011.
Yeah, you're about that bang look.
About that bang.
Yeah.
But all about
bang,
that bang.
Bang,
about that bang. No trouble.
We went different.
All about that bang.
Because I went bang, bang onto my head. I know you want it. Bang, bang onto my head. I know you want it.
Bang, bang, bang on the head, baby.
We could do this all day.
Roof. Okay, so anyway.
We could do this all day.
And we will.
This
episode's going to be 400 hours long.
Is there a musical episode of Glow?
I cannot talk about that.
Shit! Oh, shit!
Oh, no, the chair. She threw the chair. She's sitting back down.
Okay, you're blowing my wig off. Oh, my God, Jason Mraz.
So to answer this question, it would be just to say that I sort of liked the way my hair looked, my face and hair looked without bangs, and now I don't have bangs.
Yeah.
I'm growing them out. I mean, they're like a little curtainy, but they're not like straight the way they were.
Yeah.
Like Zooey Deschanel, circa New Girl moment.
You and I have always had a bang.
Mm-hmm.
We
always
do a bang leak.
Always.
But I mean, you got that length. I mean, you kind of have a Melrosey hair right now.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
I have that length, and I have like the full 80s, like over the top pushover. Yeah.
But you have to keep it for the show, right?
Right, but I could have bangs. Like when season one and two, I had bangs, and they just like tease it and pull it and make it into Melrose hair.
Yeah.
People always ask me if it's my real hair because it's so much hair. It is.
Yeah. What?
Mm-hmm.
No piece?
No piece.
No weft?
The only... What's a weft?
No weft? Weft. That's what they call the like lines of hair that they pop in.
Oh, I love you so much.
Yeah.
The weft is only like the red and pink parts. It's not like they're dyeing my hair red and pink for those moments.
I'm so...
But otherwise, when it's like huge and crazy, that's just my hair.
I am so astounded and like proud and like in awe. I am awestruck because, you know, every woman on TV has fake hair in almost every single
one. Everyone, always, every minute.
So I'm color me shocked, baby.
Thank you.
I guess the right word would be shook.
Sure.
I'm shook.
Sure.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How long are you in the makeup chair to become Melrose?
A hot goddamn minute.
Yeah.
It's like a couple hours, but it's hair and makeup.
Yes.
So it's like they've really gotten it down to a science. I mean, sometimes if my hair is the same way from one day to the next, I obviously won't wash it because it's like crimped and curled and teased within an inch of its life.
Yeah.
So to shower that out and brush that out, I mean, that's another hour when I get home at 1 a.m. It's like that I don't have to be back at work the next morning. So I have little dead endies right now that are going to be such a dream to pick when I like get caffeinated and just fucking rip the ends later.
Ooh.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
That's like your relaxing time?
I mean, sort of. No, it's like I'm in my head all the time. So like it does weirdly chill me
out. You.
And I actually said that to my shrink and I was like, I should probably stop. I pick my cuticles and my hair. She's like, no, that's actually just fully natural. I think people really give themselves... really hard on themselves about that. But like, you know, you see monkeys getting in each other. She's like, it's very natural to just like do that. It's actually not weird at all.
That's great.
And I was like, really? I thought I was like crazy and OCD. She's like, well, you mean you, she didn't say it in these words, but yeah. She's like, well, you are, but that's not.
You are, but it's beautiful right, and natural.
But that's not an example of it. I was right. like, wow, good to know.
Yeah, that
anyway,
is good.
I think I answered about 11 questions. Maybe none of them are the one you asked.
No, you great. Answered it.
Great.
Okay, let me ask one more. Maybe please. You can ask. This is a Jackie question. Is there any products, now that you're being glammed all the time, I mean, especially right now, I'm so happy, by the way, thank you for being here, because you are literally, I can't even imagine your press and your whirlwind going on right now. You're getting the word out about Glow, you've been traveling around, you've been red carpeting, interviews, lights, cameras, hair, makeup, wardrobe, all your Instagram photos lately have been like, damn, you're looking hot and glam, and you're having the hair, and I love that you always tag everybody, you're like, this is the, it takes a village, honey, this is my hair person, this is my makeup person, this is my wardrobe
always,
person, everything.
I just, it's very silly.
Yes.
To think that anybody can look like that otherwise.
Yeah.
Like, there's literally a person painting on my face for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And somebody pulling at my hair in a good way.
Yeah.
It's like it's, and I love it. I love being glammed. I find it the most relaxing thing. And it's always something I dreamed of as a kid, just to like, you know, get the little eyelashes on and you feel like a princess for a day. And I love all that. But I definitely think it's really important that, you and I were talking about this before we came in here, but like, that people know that that's not what everybody looks like.
Right.
And with Instagram culture, it's, I mean, even with me, like as a woman in my 30s, it's like, it could be so overwhelming to see how beautiful everybody right. is all the time. It's just like, well, I'm not enough. And I feel that.
Yeah.
And I'm one of the ones getting painted up all the time. And it's just like, filters and the face tune of it all. It's like it's a bit of a scary time to
it
be
is.
Growing up. Like if this was all happening when I was 13 and like just getting boobs and trying to figure it all out. Like I see
I
friends of mine who have like cousins or 13-year-old, you know, students or whatever, and it's like they have full beat every day.
I know.
Age 13, full beat,
with
highlight.
Amazing brows.
Amazing brows. And like glow highlight, like cheekbone moment.
Yeah, like chiseled cheeks.
No, I know.
Bold brow. A
I'm
lash
telling you,
on an
11-year-old.
Lash,
full lash.
I always say, like, we're in a great age group because I was in high school without the, like, I had AOL Instant Messenger, but I didn't have Instagram and social
no
media.
Internet.
Imagine
same with me.
Seeing what's going on with all the kids in your class all the time and like, oh my God, I'm so happy.
Oh, it's a true nightmare.
Because I would like put up like passive aggressive AOL and some message away messages about like the guy I liked. Like that was as far as it could go.
Right.
You know what I mean? I couldn't like, you know, I don't know, post like thirst trap photos of myself and,
all
like,
day
because that's all I would do. That is literally all I would have done.
It's truly crazy. It scares me.
It's scary, but we just do our best.
We do,
and
our
we talk
best.
About it, and you know, it's great. My question was: have you been so? You watch all these people always doing things to you. Is there anything that you now implement in terms of product or technique that you now use when you're getting ready or in your everyday life that you maybe see professionals do on you?
Couple things.
Yeah,
and I don't know the name of this hair product.
I might be able to help.
It's in a square container, and it's teal colored, and it's like a curl cream. That's all I know about it, and it's incredible. My hair, actually, the girl that cuts my hair gave it to me, but it's totally
helped
my
it.
Hair not be
because you kind of have
limp.
A wave. You have a wave, yeah.
Well, when my hair, she cuts way more. The girl that cuts my hair cuts way more into it normally, but right now, I'm just sort of letting her grow out.
Yeah,
yes.
She's getting along. She's getting length.
She's getting length.
She's getting that length.
You're cute, baby. Anyways,
thanks.
Yeah, got no problem. But then the other like major thing that I do is I never did. This is insane. Until
we're
recently,
we're in no judgment zone here.
I never did brows.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Honey, welcome to every day of my life until like 2 years ago.
But I had bangs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it didn't really matter. But now that I don't have bangs, like when I don't put on a brow, I literally look like a goat, the ghost of Christmas past.
Yeah.
It's like, who is that coming in here? And then I have a brow on and you're like, oh, that's the Jew. Like, but until I put the brow on, no one can know.
I hear you on that. I used to always say, like, get bangs if you're on a budget because you save money on your makeup.
100%.
You don't have to put a forehead makeup.
Mm-mm.
And I couldn't get my brows right, so this is a great way to cover them up.
Sure.
Is it just because I'm on my brows are a mess. I've been having a real struggle.
What have you been doing?
Well, I've been on a real fight with them. I started like shaving them as a child because I had a uni. And now I wish I hadn't have done that because I love that full look. But I was like embarrassed about my full brows. So I would narrow them off. I just started plucking them from the middle to try and thin them out. And I completely destroyed them. And then brows are back, baby.
That's what I'm saying about Bush.
Yeah, so same with my Bush. You got to be careful. Don't fuck up the Bush. Don't fuck up the brows.
100%.
So anyway, then I had them microbladed, and I want to say I was like the first person that got them up in the business, like the alt comedy scene. Everyone's got blading now, but I got them first. And it was almost 2 years ago, and now the blading is fading out, which is what happens. So they're in this like weird kind of like Voldemort ghost phase, my blading. So it's fine, but basically now I just have to trace over the blading with like a pencil or a product, and I just can't get my eyebrows on straight.
Yay.
And I'm like, everybody says sisters, not twins. I'm like, motherfucker, if my brows did 23andMe, they wouldn't even come back related. They wouldn't even come back related. They're not sisters. They're not fucking distant third cousins. They're nothing. I'm just trying to get them to match, damn it.
God damn it.
And they won't. And I don't know what it is. I put a tiny little bit on the left. When I look back, it's gigantic. So I try to even it out, and then they're taking over my face. I don't know what to do, Jackie Tone.
I don't really know what to do with mine either.
They look perfect.
What I've learned is don't tweeze them at all.
Yes.
Do not pull one hair.
Yes.
And then the little errant ones, they'll just be there.
Yes.
That's fine.
I love the feathered
but then
look.
What I do in the middle.
Yeah.
That's when brows start to look weird and fake. When people like fully put a square
right
on their face.
Right.
What are we doing?
Well, that's a look,
that's
though.
It's like a Halloween costume a little bit.
It's a look. And I was like, oh, that's like a look now. I'm going to try that. I tried to do that and it was not for me.
Well, I guess that's really all I'm saying is how insane I look with
yes.
it. Anyone can really feel free to do whatever they like.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I mean, why don't we look good with that? Is it just the patriarchy talking, or are we just not in that age group? I don't know.
I mean, I think there's certain things where it's like, I know it's a judgment free zone, but I also think that there's a place where it's like you can maybe help someone and go like, hey, that's actually like that foundation is maybe too much for you. That's
right,
too
right.
much. Like you maybe would look better to tone it down.
Right.
And I feel that way with like a fully square corner.
Yes.
Where I'm like, I think for my taste
yes.
is like that can be
same.
Toned down. But then people can look at me and be like, bitch, put some makeup on. So it's, you know.
Everyone has their own
vibe.
Little
feels.
Everyone
their own
has
feels.
Their own vibe. I'm with you. I like a full, bushy, feathery brow, but a natural look. I don't.
Correct.
When they're too severe, I can't get.
I don't know
it.
What to do with it.
I can't get it that way. Anyway, I'm having a brow existential meltdown every day of my life. So the bangs help.
The bangs
Long
help.
Story short, get bangs, okay? Because then look how together I look.
You do kind of.
I mean, look at that, because you just get a little peep of them, and you're like, "Oh, those brows are looking cute under that bang." It's like, "Yes, honey, you don't know the truth."
Right. Then
you open
the
truth that I'm struggling.
Right. Then you open the curtains, and
yes.
it's these two things
open
don't even live on the same street.
And it's two strangers passing by in the night.
That's right.
Oh, God, what are we going to do? Well, okay, so I will get the name of Jackie's cream for her hair that she loves. She's going to go home and text me. It will be up on nashbeauty.com on the episode guide. If everyone's out there with some curly, wavy hair, wants to know what she uses, now they will, honey.
Hey, baby.
Because we don't know the name of it.
I love that Oribe texturing spray as well.
Yes, that's a
and
big
I
one.
And I also love the cheapest dry shampoo I've ever found is my favorite, and it's the Not Your Mother's.
Uh-huh, people love that.
Dude, it's like a texturizing spray. It's amazing. And if you spray it at the root, I mean, you got to be careful with dark hair because it's fucking white.
Yeah.
But if you spray it at the root, it like gives you volume and you can do like some volume moment. Oh, also the Not Your Mother's little like root powder.
Yeah.
So good.
I didn't know they had root powder.
They have root powder.
Honey.
It's very good.
Add to cart on Target.com. honey. I love that. That's a great brand. Cruelty free. Okay.
And it costs... One like it's crazy.
It's so affordable.
It's like $4.75.
I love finding a good product that works on that price point.
Hey,
because honey, we're trying to save that cash.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, why don't we dig through whatever makeup you brought? Because I'm pretty together. I would like to think, and I friggin' didn't send you my email that was basically just bring your favorite things. But
well,
you have your.
I have them on me.
Okay, good. I'm so happy. We want to know what Jackie Tone's is.
Okay.
We found out she dated Jason Mraz.
Oh, God.
We found out. We can cut that if you want.
I don't care.
Okay, good. So we know she dated Jason Mraz. We know she was on American Idol. We know she is now on Glow. And we know that she has to wear very high cut outfits this season. And now we're going to know what she uses on her face day to day.
Okay.
What? So, on a level from 1 to 10, 1 being the pigeon lady in Home Alone 2. The pigeon lady.
Of course.
In the park.
One being her?
One being her and 10 being like Kim Kardashian. What would you call yourself?
As far as a makeup file?
A glam, like a glam. That's your
glam-a-file.
Own.
Glamophile. I would call myself... Oh, that wasn't going to be accurate, but it may have been. I was going to say, like, I feel like Anna Klumsky and My Girl, but that's not true, because she wears no makeup in
that. I would say she's probably like a
like,
three.
Natch. Yeah. No, I feel like I am...
But I love that movie. It's actually come up on Netflix a lot.
That's weird. Why?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just came into my brain.
Everybody needs to see it. I feel like I've revealed the ending a few times.
I won't.
But you know what? Statute of fucking limitations, honey. Everybody fucking watch My Girl.
Literally a 30-year-old movie.
Yes.
So... I would say that I've gotten to be more of a product person. Like,
yes.
I used to, I never put anything in my hair, anything in my hair, until probably last year.
I didn't either, ever.
Never.
I know.
I just was like, wait, what? And now I do, like, a couple things, because I like that I can, like, volumize the root and give it more, especially now that it, like, has a totally different shape and I have no bangs. When I had, like, this fully, like... sort of Joey Ramone, like rock and roll, shaggy hair and bangs. Like, I did not need product.
Yeah.
And now that it's more of a lady hair cut hairdo, it needs a little zhuzh.
Yeah.
But I would say I'm like right in the middle.
Yeah.
I would say, because I was going to say six, and then I was like, well, you know what? Six.
I think you're a six.
Here's why I'm a six. Because I used to go out all the time with no makeup.
It's so
all day,
badass.
Every day, not a lash, not a tinted moisturizer, not a CC cream, your mom, none of that shit. And I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore. Now I at least do like a little tinted moisturizer and I don't know, maybe a little bit of, I would say this is my favorite product, which is Tarte Flush. It's a cheek stain.
Cute.
And you can do lips or cheeks.
Yeah.
And you just, it's like this weird.
Oh, I love that. You did that with no mirror.
But it's so good because.
You know your body so
well. I know my body
well,
so well. And then I'm just twisting it on my nipples. But I just, I love this shit because it's like a good, it's just good for lips and cheeks.
Yeah.
But I noticed that my cheeks drink blush, so I could go on with that blush brush and that powder blush forever, and then 10 minutes later look like the ghost of Xmas Past, as I've already referenced.
Yeah.
So that's
which
not...
one this time? Christmas Past.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Last time it was Past. This time, Fuch.
Okay.
Yeah,
the Fuch.
I also love that Sugar brand.
Mm-hmm.
They have those tinted lip balms.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how many times this is like... a little bougie, but how many times I've been getting my makeup done and they've been looking for the exact like berry and they're like mixing 9 colors and I'm like, and then finally I just always go, I have this color. It is somehow, it is exactly what my face is looking for, and they use it like all the time.
Tell us the name.
And it's Berry. It's just Berry by Sugar, and it's the best smelling, best tasting.
You just put a little on the top of your nose, but
bro,
you know what?
You put some on your nose, dude. Not me, right?
Like,
so anyways, but
you snorted blow.
I snorted Sugar Berry.
Yeah,
sure. But this stuff I love, because also when I need a little cheek, I can do it. The one thing about this, it's the best color. It doesn't stay.
Yeah.
The reapply.
It's not a matte. Yeah.
It's not a matte, but it's also not a stain.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, I used to have, like, a good Shuamura one, and I forget the color, but it was like, you were not getting that shit off.
Yeah.
And it wasn't drying.
You have to go to court and file separation.
100%.
Yes.
And then you lose.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't win that battle.
Yeah. And then you have to pay your attorney.
Oh, my goodness.
Even when you lose.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So,
listen, it's the American justice system.
USA. So,
I actually don't know because I've never sued anyone.
No, but you always have to pay your attorney whether you win or not.
Yes,
you're
100%
right.
Yes. I've watched a lot of Ally McBeal on Hulu.
Proud of you.
Yes, thank you. What do we got here?
These are my two favorite mascaras. It used to be the Dior, just like regular, like Dior show in the black tube with the little silver writing.
Mm-hmm.
That was my number one. And then someone gave me... Here's what's weird.
Better than sex.
But here's what's weird about this.
Yeah.
I tried this in Sephora.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with trying a mascara in a store, which I'm sure you've come to. You have to try it with the little brushes
the
they give you.
The tester wand,
The tester wand.
Oh, but you don't get
to
use their wand.
And the whole point
is
of this mascara is the wand.
The wand experience is part of it!
And then this, what's crazy about this is... it's not the formula of the mascara that's so great.
It's
the shape of the wand.
You know, that wig.
So sometimes
my wig just blown for the fourth time in this interview.
But even sometimes when someone's doing my makeup, they're like, oh, I love this mascara. And they'll use like a reusable,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
They'll use like a disposable wand.
Yeah.
And I'm going, Well, that the whole point of this mascara, I mean, also, but wait, then my next mascara that I love. Now, this wand is whatever, but this mascara is nuts, dude. Someone used it on my bottoms for like some carpet stuff. It's called MAC Extended Play Lash, and the color is Endlessly Black. It does not move. Because you know bottom mascara always gets raccoon, all over you?
Yeah.
No raccoon.
Wow.
No raccoon.
No raccoon. Nope. Interesting.
How many more should I do?
Keep going, baby. Okay. We love this.
Okay.
Everyone's at the end of their seat just getting comfortable. We love products, honey. We live for the products.
Then I think I like this one and I've been using it for years and I definitely endorse it. But I don't know. I'm sure there's... I shouldn't say this. I'm sure there's a better one.
Okay,
like, I've been using this forever, but it's Amazing Cosmetics.
I don't know that.
And it's a really good under eye one.
I don't know
It's the
that.
Right thickness. They have the good. They have good colors.
Yeah.
It doesn't really move or smudge. And I use both the light and the medium, like, depending.
Yeah.
Like,
wait,
I have...
How have I never heard that? You just stumped the butte.
I stumped the butte.
Because I know everything. What's
but
it called?
Amazing Cosmetics.
What the fuck is that? That sounds fake.
I don't know. That was going to be the next words out of my mouth. We're going to be like, other than the fact that it sounds like a fully fake company.
Well, I will say this. If you type in Amazing Cosm, the first thing that comes up is concealer.
Yep.
So people must love that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, I got the recommendation. All of my recommendations are from makeup artists.
Interesting.
And so I mean, in theory, try everything. And a makeup artist on a movie gave me this Better Than Sex. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. So when I tried this at Sephora, the Better Than Sex.
Yes.
It was clumpy and weird. And I was like, what? Because I had read in a magazine and I was like, you know what? I need a new mascara.
It's very popular.
Right. But then I was like, this is terrible. And then I got this little mini one
a gift
from a makeup
purchase.
Artist. Oh, right. No, gift from this makeup artist on this movie. And then it's the freaking best.
Yeah. I still don't have it.
It's
really crazy. I don't have it.
Of course, I have my Kevin Aucoin eyelash curler.
I have that.
I don't really know the difference between eyelash curlers, but everyone swears by this one.
I'm always told Shu Uemura or that one.
Oh, yeah.
But I have that one.
And then I don't have my favorite... Is it Cosmetics or IT Cosmetics?
Yeah, I say it.
It.
Yeah.
But I really love their CC cream.
Mm-hmm.
But
very popular.
Now, I don't know what happened. It was always perfect for me. And it's getting to be summer and I'm getting a little more tan. Somehow it's too dark for me now. Maybe it oxidized in my bag or in the
Which
car.
Which one do you have?
Medium.
See, because I feel like mine's way too dark for me.
And what do you use?
I have the light one or whatever.
And I have the medium.
And I thought I was
looking
snatch. What
am I doing
snatch,
with a medium?
But I thought I was looking snatch. And then one day I like caught a whiff of myself in the mirror and I was like, I'm orange.
A 100.
It does adjust. I think it adjusts. So something, maybe both of our bottles like took a turn or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I really thought. Oh.
I'm looking for a new one, to be honest.
Oh, I can't even see. Oh, I can see it. Oh, a new one. Me too.
Yeah.
I had like I think it was a Clarins one, but it's discontinued. My favorite all-time eyeshadow is Woodwinked. It's MAC.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a good gold.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I don't know. I used to do it for every day, but it's not every day.
Yeah.
You know?
What's it for? A special occasion?
I mean... I did it for every day, and then I was like, I'm in a full gold eye today.
Yeah.
Like, maybe calm down. So I guess special occasion. Yeah. Or even just, like, nighttime.
Yeah.
Like, even if I go do a comedy show, it's cute to have, like, a little bit of a pop.
Right.
But I've been lately doing gold under.
Yeah.
Because, again, I learned that from a makeup artist.
Yeah.
Where they do full eyeshadow under your eye. And in my brain, it's counterintuitive. I'm like, there's no universe where that's going to look good.
I'm telling
it
you.
Does.
We didn't do that growing up. We didn't do that. Girl, eyeshadow belongs on the top of your eye, damn it, not the bottom. What are you, some kind of freak?
You guys, I like her.
I don't know. I do that too. You know what? If we're being honest, sometimes I'll do three colors on the bottom.
Wow. That sounds amazing.
I'll do a full color, and then I'll do like... Inner will be a different and a little outer different, like to blend whatever I did on the top, you know? I get buck wild.
I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
I just found my favorite. This is going to be really messed up and I'm going to lose some fans right now.
Oh, no.
I just found my favorite BB cream.
Uh huh.
But it's discontinued.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to tell you what it's called because then it's going to be a feeding frenzy on eBay to find it. And as it is, I can barely find it.
Wow. Well, I will take note.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else can know.
It wasn't Clarence. I was wrong.
Wouldn't it be crazy if, like, everyone did turn on you over that?
That would be amazing. I've said so much worse stuff. So I think that's pretty much the basics.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, an eyebrow that I love.
Yeah.
But
it's hard out there.
It's hard out there.
Yeah.
Like, I have really dark hair, and so I thought, like, I would need a brunette one, mm-hmm. but then they look crazy when you go full brunette. You have to go, like, more of a taupey moment.
I'm telling you, it's the same with me with the red.
No, you can't go, like, red.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. If you want a red, I'm like, I want, like, an auburn or, like, a brown with a little bit of an auburn tint, but that is a very tall order, apparently. I can't find a damn color.
I really can't.
They're all too red.
For me, they're all too dark. Yeah. Everybody was telling me, but then my a girl that does my makeup for a lot of events, who I may as well shout out because she's a fucking
yes.
beast. Her name is Melissa Hernandez. Mm-hmm. She's insane. Although I shouldn't say her name either, because then, you know, everyone's going to start calling me. They already call her. God, she's busy as hell. But
right. It's hard to book good work in this town.
Oh, my God. She's amazing. So anyway, there's a benefit one.
Yeah.
And I don't exactly know the color, but it's in like a little pot and it has like a little silver wand.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can pull
yeah.
the brush out of the top.
Yeah.
That's the perfect color.
And she uses that on you?
Yeah, but I wish they had that in a pencil because I like doing it with the tiny brush in the pot, but it's not my dream.
Yeah.
My dream is like just a little easy.
Right.
You know what I did like was the Kevin Aquan brow pencil, but then I accidentally bought dark brunette instead of brunette, and bitch, it's black.
Yeah.
It's like I put it on my eyes.
And you're like,
and I look like,
this is a different look.
I was like, I am Cruella de Vil. Yeah.
Well, did you take it back?
No.
Where'd you get it from? Sephora?
Probably.
You know you can take it back.
But I don't have a receipt. I have nothing.
They can look you up in the computer.
Oh, man.
And they'll give you your money back.
Or just give me my regular color.
Or they'll give
you
the right color. How long ago was it?
A hot minute.
Okay.
I'll check. Because at this point, it's probably lost in the car because it didn't.
It rolled away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. R.I.P. Well, they used to take things back for like a year, but then they cut back. I think now it's 3 months. I don't want y'all gonna come for
like
me.
People,
I don't know.
But I just
they cut it back a little bit.
Which I feel like come on, I get that, you know?
Yes.
Look, my mom is one of the best returners. You know.
It's a skill.
She's incredible. But I do think it gets to a point where it's like, you've had a coffee pot in your house from Bed Bath for 4 years and now it broke and you're going to bring it back. Like, no, that's just called you used it and we're done now.
But I will tell you, they'll take it back.
I know.
You want to know a company with a return policy, Bed Bath and Beyond. I see you.
Uh-huh.
I see you. They will take back. I remember my dad in college worked at, it was a Kmart type of store. I don't remember the name of it, but this was the 70s. And they had a no questions asked return policy, and they had to honor it. And my dad told me this guy came in with like shoes from a different era. You know, like I think he was on the Titanic in these shoes. Like they were so, but then he sunk. Oh, I'll cut that. Uh-huh. He had these shoes on at the turn of the century and he brought them back. They were busted out, old. And he was like, I need new shoes. These ones broke. And they took them and gave him new shoes.
But so, also the joy of like, that's really nice. That guy probably really needed some new fucking
but
shoes.
But also, I mean, listen, that is a company right
See, but for me, that story I love because that guy probably just needed new shoes and that's really nice. Whereas like a girl bought like
the
10
color.
Yeah, like 10 eyebrow. It's like, dude, just come on. You can try them in the store.
Yeah.
But that's always so hard. Although I think is that maybe you know the answer to this, Queen of Natribute.
Yeah.
Is that why makeup is so expensive? Because they have to account for people buying everything and returning it?
You know, I don't think so because not every store has that
honors
policy,
that.
You know?
And now, like,
it's
a lot of pharmacies
thing.
Do it.
Right.
Like, Rite Aid, they have, like, a big sign, or CVS, they have a big sign that's, like, not your color, bring it back. Because they don't want people opening the makeup in the store and trying them.
Right.
And they were breeding that situation for themselves because they weren't letting anybody return.
I'm not an expert on commerce, even though I have watched a lot of Shark Tank. But that is all accounted into the general pricing of an item. The return, the advertising, whoever they paid to model the product in the, you know, ads. It's all factored in.
And today I'm seeking $100,000 for a 10% stake in my company. So I'm really glad that I was able to be here with you.
Yes, thank you. I look forward to your pitch.
Thank you. What about when people on Shark Tank, they like change their voices? Like they're like normal people.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, sharks, what do you say to me reinventing the wheel? You're like, bro, there's no possible way.
I wish everybody could have seen your face.
There's just no way that you talk. Like, if you just came up and you're like, what's up, you guys? I have this really cool idea. I think you'll be behind it. If you're not, that's cool. Thank you so much for even hearing
me. Not everybody has your stage presence. Oh, that, these are a bunch of like dorky entrepreneurs. No, and
it's
you
so,
know?
But what's so sweet is like it's so clearly memorized.
Yes.
Hey, sharks. Good afternoon. I'm Steve. This is my wife, Pam.
Yeah, I love it. And I love and we're gonna have you take a bite.
Our crime.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, but you know, that's part of the whole show.
Handcuffed
it's the fun of it.
Donuts. Yeah, I love that.
It's the fun of it.
I know, it's the best.
I like
love that
want
show.
To be an entrepreneur. Like, I want to have entrepreneurial blood in my body.
I don't have ideas for shit, dude. Other than like songs and jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to like, hey, how can I fix a thing that's like broke in society that like I can make a lot of money on? I've never had one idea ever once.
I feel like I have, but then I never follow through with it.
Sure.
And then you see it and you're like, they stole my idea. But no, they didn't.
No, sure.
They just followed through with it and had ambition and drive, things I lack.
Yep.
And good for them, you know?
God but bless.
I love to support like entrepreneurial, young, fun companies and women owned brands. That
same.
I can't get enough, honey. I love it, okay? I fucking love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just want to ask
you. You're making a mistake that this isn't a video show, by the way.
Well, you know what?
You do really...
From your mouth to Hollywood's ears. Somebody give Jagged Johnson a show. Okay, listen. I have two questions. One, I wanted to ask you about this gorgeous photo that you Instagrammed. Yeah, you know, I'm rocking a little bit of a moment. I went to Japan and I got a little into it.
Japan's my number one dream location.
Really?
I've never been.
Let's go. Let's get glow to go, baby. You Instagrammed this photo of you.
Hey!
And this is from Entertainment Weekly, a photo shoot. And you are like done, honey, in this photo. Like, you are just H2T, honey. You are done up.
But smizing? Speaking of H2T.
You are smizing? Tyra would have put you through. You would have gone top photo of the week in this photo, okay? Your skin is glowing. You look fantastic. This caption, I want to talk to you about it because I've read a lot of articles of your fellow castmates about how the wrestling and glow has completely changed you as a person, and I found all of them very exciting. And your caption, I'll just read some of it. It says, "Thank you, Glow Netflix, for changing the way I see myself, for helping me celebrate all the parts of me, especially the parts I have been conditioned to shrink or hide over the years, and for helping me lift the limitations of what I thought was possible. I tell myself a whole new story now, a better one." Tell us a little bit about that aspect. I think that's so interesting and cool.
I really like that you're asking me that. It's making me emotional.
Oh, I love that. We love tears in here.
Yeah.
Cry.
It's making me, best way to get someone to not cry, say cry. Oh, worked.
Yeah.
So
well, we'll see.
Okay, damn. Yeah, you're right. It's not too late.
Yeah.
I think you'll relate to me on this. I've been told my whole life that I'm a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I don't know. I've being told you're a lot, not having the skills to deal with it is a challenging thing as a kid. And being, I don't think I was diagnosed with ADHD, but I was like stuck in at lunch every single day because I couldn't calm down and I couldn't chill out. And I just was wired to entertain and write songs and tap dance while the teacher was talking. I mean, I was just like fully like a nuts little kid.
Yeah.
And if I didn't have the outlet of acting or singing or dancing, I don't know what. I was really lucky, too, because my parents were super supportive and my mom took me on auditions. I mean, it took I know it's really, you know, cliche, but it did take a village. It had to be like,
yes.
There had to be a lady named Aggie who was an agent who believed in me, and my mom to be willing to do it, and my dad to be willing to cover when she couldn't do it. And then, so that was a lot growing up, but I was a kid actor since I was like 9 years old, and I was kind of told my whole life, like I would walk into a room and like one of two things would happen. People would be like, oh my God, that's a funny kid. Like it's crazy to be like 9 or 10 and like.
And be funny.
No, like understand. Cause that's what's weird about being a funny kid is you have to get context. So I keep looking back on my life and I had a pretty cool, great childhood. And I'm like, what happened to me that I like get that I was able at 10 years old to be like, nah, I see all the things happening in this room and like that's what I
observational
that one
comedy.
Thing is what I'm going to write a joke about like as a young child.
It's called instilled within, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You were born with it.
Just some sort of like wiring for sure. Anyway, I think after years and years, I'm in my mid-30s and I started acting when I was 9, and after years and years of like it almost being me or the rejection and who knows better, you know, it's like this is a hard career, and I don't liken it to migrant work, and I don't liken the sorrows and the depths of depression and the things we feel to be anything near what people are going through, you know, in other countries and war-torn. But this is our journey, and this is the one that we're on. And I'm sort of first allowing myself to, like, feel the things I'm feeling. And GLOW is a big part of that because I have, like, a sisterhood and people I can talk to about it. And as far as circling back on, like, how I used to feel like I was too much or, you know, I still do. I still do in a lot of ways. You know, I'm worried in relationships with men that, like, I'm just going to be too much or too big, or I try and dull the shine because I don't want it to be. It's a lot. And I'm finally learning that, like, this is what it is, everybody. This is, like, what it is and who I am. And GLOW really celebrates that. And they really, I feel, like, hear me and see me and let me go.
Yeah.
And it's, as a result, let myself off the hook a little bit.
I loved and related very much.
I know you did. No, I mean, I know you related, not that you loved.
As a kid, like, people would always go, you're weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, always. Are you kidding?
You're weird. And guys, like, boys I liked.
Always.
You're weird. And it was so painful. And my voice is big and loud and deep. And same. I would, you know, and I remember, like, one time I was working at the Little League concession stand during the summer for, like, you know, 7 cents an hour.
Of course.
Making snow cones, and I was cutting up and being funny, and then, like, these two hot guys came, and I remember I, like, stopped. I, like, had a funny hat on.
I just got chills.
And I took it off, and I was like, hi, can I help you?
Oh, I just, no, I know.
And
my whole life.
And then as soon as they left, the woman who, like, worked with me was like, oh, so as soon as those guys show up, you stop being who you really are? And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even realize I did that. But it's like, that's what we were taught, that's what, you know, they want or whatever. And it's like, fuck you. I realized later on, I'm not for everybody. If you don't want this, keep walking. I need a man that can be with a woman and go, that's my girl up there. That's my girl. She's funny. She's loud. She's got a deep voice. I'm going to cry, too.
I know.
My husband growing up, like, I was like, what women did you, like, see on TV? And you were like, oh, that's my girl. It was Bernadette Peters and the Jerk. I mean, isn't that cute? Like, you know. There is somebody out there for everybody. Never, ever change who you are to be attractive to somebody else. It's such bullshit, but why do we all fucking do it?
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
No, it does not work.
Because the only thing people respond to, I've had this conversation 3 fucking times this week,
yeah.
And sometimes I'm even overhearing people talk about it now,
yeah.
But the only thing anyone responds to is authenticity.
Yes.
So if I'm too much for you, which is very possible, then that's fine.
Yeah.
But
go ahead,
squashing that is not going to help the next person. Certainly not going to help me. And
right.
It's definitely not going to help, you know, the man I end up
right.
with.
I mean, remember, like, She's All That? Like, Rachel Lee Cook? Like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, she's a hot woman with a brain, but we're going to take her glasses off and tuck her titties out.
Mm-hmm.
But because that's the only way Freddie Prinze Jr. can see her with the titties out. Titties out, glossy lips. That's the only way you can see how beautiful Lainey Boggs is.
He didn't even see her, literally.
He couldn't even see her. What are we learning in this world?
That's exactly what we're learning.
Ugh. But you
especially
know what?
If you're like a woman who is a businesswoman who has, you know, it's,
right.
it's extra. Yeah, it's challenging.
It can be. But hopefully we all just be ourselves unabashedly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Natural Beauty is all about. You know, if I want to get good brows, then I'm going to work on it and I'm going to get good brows. But I'm getting them for me.
Right.
I'm getting them for me. Not for some man.
Not for Freddie Prinze Jr.
No. Keep walking. I will say, though, what a great marriage he has.
Great marriage.
With Sarah Michelle Gellar. They've
great.
Still together all this time.
I mean, we don't know anything about
we
it,
don't.
But it feels
but
delicious.
But it feels great.
It does. It feels great.
You know, they stay out of the spotlight. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's intentional.
Oh, my
I don't
God.
Know.
I thought you were going to say, look, they stay out of the sun. And I was like, how do you know?
Maybe they do. I don't know. They look good to me.
They look good to me.
As far as I know.
Delicious.
Do you know them?
No.
Do you ever see them?
No.
I don't think I've ever seen either of them.
Mm-mm.
I love seeing people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I just saw?
Oh.
Oh, I don't want to tell you because I'm going to say it on another episode of Nash
okay.
Butte. Let's just say an early 2000s heartthrob.
Who from O-Town?
I wish.
Okay, fine.
If a guy from O-Town walked in, I wouldn't even know who he was.
Same.
Ashley Angel, right? Wasn't he in O-Town?
Oh, my God.
Did you date him?
No, but you're so much better. You think I dated them all? I just dated one.
Well, I don't know your musicians and your lifestyle. I don't know.
I just dated him for 3 years.
Yeah. Wow, it's a long time.
It's a long time.
You could text him right now?
Don't be ridiculous.
No, I'm just saying you could. You don't need to, but you could. Yeah.
That's exciting. So Glow is out today, season two.
Watch Glow season two.
Very exciting. Do you have a newfound appreciation for the 80s now that you live in the 80s for a living?
You know, it's interesting. No, only because I was always so attached to the 80s that it didn't, like, boom my existing love. Like, right. I'm telling you, I never stopped wearing the fanny packs. I have all my vintage t-shirts from when I was a kid. I have my weird, like, stationery sets and my Swatch watches that I still wear and, like, my Lisa Franks. And I collected stickers and erasers and had sunglass collections, like, beyond belief. I had all that kitsch when I was a kid, and I still sort of have it. So more than anything, it's just fun to see it all and be around it again. And our wardrobe department and our art department, I mean, everything is
Your
so
outfits.
Sickeningly...
Look at Jackie's Instagram, because it is phenomenal, the
at
outfits.
At Jackie Tone.
Yes, at Jackie Tone, baby. I mean, I'm astounded every time I look
it's
at
crazy.
Them.
It's crazy. And I didn't even show half of them. Like, yeah. It's insane.
I can't wait to see that labia.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to show you, dude. That side lab between the thigh and the lab.
I'm telling
oh, girl.
You, I cannot
You are
going
to get so much side lab.
Oh, I can't wait. Mr. Skin is going to be zooming in
oh,
on you.
All day.
I can't wait.
All day.
The last thing I want to ask you, I don't know if you know this, what colors primarily does Melrose wear on her eyes, and do you know what palette they're using? Do you have any idea?
I don't know what palette they're using.
God, Jackie.
But I know. I can find out.
I'm sure you could.
But and then tell you and then you can post it. But
yes.
I don't know what palette they're using, but I know that there's two primary things. So there's
yes.
like regular Melrose who has like a little brown eyeliner above and below, like
okay.
a little
mm-hmm.
tiny bit of smoky shadow,
yep, yep.
tiny bit of brow, mascara. She wears her like fake little Madonna dot
mm-hmm.
and a red lip.
Yes.
And
that's like her out running errands,
yep.
doing meetings, etc.
Yes. Meetings.
Yeah.
God bless. Melrose has a ton of meetings.
Yes.
And then for Melrose's like ring look,
yes.
it's this hot pink, like fuchsia ass
yes.
glossy lip.
Yes.
Crazy blush.
Yes.
Very drawn on brows. And then super silver glitter,
silver.
Crazy silver glitter
yes.
eyeshadow that like goes almost into like a mask
mm-hmm.
sort of look, and then they just like literally glue sequins and rhinestones to the side of my face.
I mean, isn't
and it takes
it,
forever.
But damn, doesn't it look good?
It does. It's
oh
really
my God.
Fun. It's fun to get to look at yourself in a way that, like, in your brain, you dreamed you knew you could look. You know,
yeah.
It's interesting. It's a real gratifying experience to live in your head as an actor and dream forever and go like, I just know. Can I just do it? Just let me do it.
I'm telling you, it's...
And then they let me do it, and it feels cool.
Based on, like, everything we've been talking about, this was meant for you.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I mean? This really was.
Thanks.
So, we're happy. Congratulations
thank
on
you.
Season two. It is out today. Where, I mean, probably nobody's even listening to this, because as soon as it hits Netflix, people want to know what's
watching.
Going on.
Glow.
And
glow.
You know,
glow.
Glow. Glow. Glow. Glow. Glow.
Glow.
Glow. Glow. Onto the show.
Yeah.
I know you want it. Yeah, kudos to Netflix, because I hate waiting week by week for shows. It's too much for me now.
Yeah.
I like when they just say, here they are, watch them on your own terms. Handmaid's Tale, I see you.
Right.
I see you making us wait every week. Okay, I've had it. What is Offred gonna do? We don't know. We have to wait. Okay.
We have to wait.
We don't have to wait to see what Melrose is up to.
Mm-mm.
We don't have to see, because Glow is out today, honey. Okay.
That's right.
So why don't you tell everybody where we can find you on social media? And I guess that's it, because I've already said 17 times that Glow is out today on Netflix. Season 2.
Okay. Jackie Tone, at Jackie, JACKIETOHN on Instagram, Twitter, and JackieTone.com. I would say Instagram is the place that I post the most, especially
yes.
about stand-up shows and carpety looks and fun things of this nature.
Yes.
Nature and natch, baby girl.
And you also are a stand-up, and you have music.
I just almost forgot to tell you.
What?
I'm putting music out.
Yes, girl!
Yes!
Yes!
I've got to send you the SoundCloud link,
oh
but that's
God,
like
yes.
the pre-release. You
okay,
can't
yes,
share
yes,
it.
Yes, okay. okay.
But on July 13th, I'm putting out a single.
Oh my God.
It's not called Throw It in the Fire. And then I'm putting out another single on July 20th, and then I'm putting the whole EP out on the 27th.
That is so exciting!
Yes, it's called Power Fox.
I was about to ask what it was called.
Power Fox.
Oh, I love that! I cannot wait to hear her!
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear that raspy voice, baby,
oh,
in my ears.
Get ready, girl.
I cannot wait.
It's about to be real.
Well, I will link that on nestbeat.com. I will shout it back out when it comes out next month. But until then, everybody, be watching Glow, baby, okay?
Thank you.
And follow Jackie on Instagram baby, Jackie Tone, Jackie Tone. Does anybody call you Tone Zone?
Oh, no, not till today.
Oh, you're Tone Zone.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Don't forget, everybody, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Which you're growing out your fringe, but you can still keep it fresh.
Cream your neck?
Yeah.
I never cream my neck.
Honey, cream your neck!